I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, my name is Colin Baker. You might know me better as the Sixth Doctor. And I have a special name for myself. I call myself Old Sixty. And others have started calling me that as well, and I quite like it. So, Old Sixty says, allow me to welcome you into the TARDIS. I've had the absolute joy and delight to travel in the TARDIS myself as an actor for many years now, not just back in the 80s when I played the Doctor on television, but also I did it on the stage, and then for nearly 25 years in audio drama productions, officially licensed by the BBC and lovingly made by Big Finish Productions. And that's what this podcast, my first ever podcast, is all about. Doctor Who audio drama from Big Finish. Now, each edition of Into the TARDIS, which is what we're calling it, will feature an exciting episode of Doctor Who, starring the cast from the TV series with a whole host of friends, aliens, villains, monsters. Some of them old favourites, some of them brand new. And in this very first edition, with the 60th anniversary specials still fresh in everybody's minds, we go back to another era fronted by David Tennant and Catherine Tate. Yes, them. That of the 10th Doctor, and we feature part one of Death and the Queen, in which Donna Noble not only gets to become royalty, as if she wasn't already, but also faces down the Grim Reaper himself. And if that isn't tempting enough for you, here's a little taster of what's coming up.
Doctor Who, the 10th Doctor Adventures.
Rudolph, who is this?
Mother, this is Donna. I'm going to marry her.
This is the Doctor. We're off to the battlements. He says the sky is falling in.
Pleased to meet you, Doctor, you rich capitalist dog.
Charmed.
This way.
I bring death. I must show you what happens when my bargain is not kept. War, plague, famine. I am the herald of the terror. I bring death. The price must be...
Doctor! What is happening? Doctor!
I'm hanging on to your banner. There's a skeleton around my neck. Oh, that has definitely never happened before.
Big Finish. For the love of stories.
What about that then? So, coming up, a mysterious kingdom that the Doctor hasn't heard of, a henpecked prince, and a mother-in-law from hell. Could it really be the case that the Doctor is a rich capitalist dog, and we have a sinister talking cloud with a price that must be paid, and on Donna's wedding day, does an army of skeletons have the answers that the Doctor and Donna need, eh? Ah, but one thing is certain. Death is coming. I'll be back with you at the end of the episode with a peek behind the scenes, so catch you on the other side, eh? In the meantime, lucky you, here's episode one of Death and the Queen.
Hey! Gah! Gah! Come on, give me a fight! Woo! Ha! Yeah!
Whoa!
Hope!
I have halted.
State your business.
I demand to see the Queen.
Oh! I have to see the Queen. The Queen. I must see her. Death is coming. I have to see the Queen.
Well, you're seeing her now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, you ended up as queen.
I know. If the crown fits, eh? Was it really just a few weeks ago?
Oh, flashback.
No, probably concussion. Anyway, a few weeks ago, in that casino in the French Riviera...
It's not Blackpool.
Sulking?
Oh, I'm still hoping for a donkey ride. I wonder why the TARDIS brought us here. Something's up.
Not complaining.
Champagne?
Absolutely. Now then, I'm going to lose me some money.
Oh, Donna.
Croupier, excuse me, moi, prendez-vous les euros?
1780s? Also telepathic translation.
Shh. Now, garçon, how does this one work? I've always wanted to go on the spinny thing.
Excuse me. It's called roulette, madam.
Gotcha. You don't sound French.
I'm from Gauritania.
Never heard of it.
I am Crown Prince Rudolph of Gauritania.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, still not heard of it.
You're really called Rudolph. Oh, it's amazing. Donna Noble, enchanté.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Gauritania, you made that one up.
Enchanté, really and truly, madam. Is your friend all right here? He appears to be muttering a lot.
He does that.
Why? Then, if he is quite well, permit me to have the pleasure of showing you roulette.
What a sunset.
as beautiful as your eyes.
Shut up.
No.
Funny thing, Goritania. Why have I never heard of it?
Toxo, what are you doing here? That is just... Oh, my God.
I thought you'd like it. They do them exquisitely here. To be perfect, an oyster must be absolutely fresh.
Cool, Rudolph. No, sorry, it's your name. Still, Prince Rudolph. You got any other names?
Well, I have 36 formal titles. If you're having trouble sleeping, I can recite them to you.
Later, maybe. I'll have another one of these first. Of course, you know what they say about oysters.
No, what do they say?
Well, they say they're a...
Thing is, Goritania is still not ringing any bells, and I have been everywhere. Oh, Brett.
Doctor!
It is a beautiful painting, is it not?
Yeah. Looks a bit like you, with worse hair.
You're too kind.
No, I'm not.
Oh, hello, you two. Guess what I found? A copy of the Goritanian Royal Standard. Pretty rare. Turns out it's not just a flag. It's a declaration of eternal peace. You have not had a war in 500 years. Not even a little one. Fancy that. Aren't art galleries brilliant?
Doctor.
Ah, Doctor. How lovely to see you again.
I know. I thought I'd lost you in the Dutch Masters. Who doesn't love a nicely painted apple? But here I am. Anyway, Goritania.
We're very dull, I assure you.
I'd love to know more about your 500 years of peace.
It's all about to come to a crashing halt.
Really?
Yeah, with a murder.
It's a smashing day for a carriage ride.
Isn't Forest that way?
I do believe it is. Doctor!
Yeah, well, picnics are a bit rubbish, aren't they? Especially when compared to a church archive. You see that church over there? They're supposed to have some fascinating heraldic scrolls and brass rubbing.
Doctor, pull up!
Why? What?
Whoa. One of the horses has thrown a shoe, I'm afraid. See?
Oh, not a problem. I've got just the thing that'll fix this. I've been dying to use the setting for horseshoes, and now, oh yes, its time has come. Oi! Donna! Donna, come back!
Donna Noble.
Yes.
Will you marry me?
That was weeks ago. Look, sorry about running off, but, you know, royalty.
No, it's fine, really.
Amazed it took you so long to find me.
What? I'd never heard of Goritania. Hard place to find.
We prefer to think of ourselves as out of the way.
We? And, how are you? How's being queen?
Brilliant. I've got an army.
My lady, did you just sound the war horn?
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, it's a lovely sound, though. Sorry. I've got all the mod cons. I'm supposed to have a bath in that! It's not even warm! And the food is amazing. Where's the prince?
He is still hunting, milady.
Never mind, I'm starving. Bring it on.
It is customary to wait for the prince, ma'am.
Oh. And guess what? I've got servants. Me! Waited on hand and foot. Can you lot not even leave me alone for a moment?
But, madam, we are your maids.
You won't even let me dress myself.
Of course not, ma'am.
And now you're following me to the bathroom.
But of course.
Yeah, it's brilliant here. Just like a fairy tale. Ever since I first arrived and heard those four magic words.
I love you. Three, surely.
Four.
Rudolph, who is this?
Mother, this is Donna. I'm going to marry her.
You will not.
Well, perhaps it was three little words after all.
Ow!
Sit still. Honestly, child, has no one ever brushed your hair properly before? Ooh. It would disgrace a maid having to sort this out. This is a veritable slattern's tangle.
You what? Ow! The Queen Mum, my biggest fan.
Who changed the tablecloth?
Oh, I did. Someone had spilt something.
The linen is changed on Thursdays.
But it needed...
You should have come to me.
What? Rudolph, we... What, I can't even get a tablecloth changed.
Donna, my love.
I don't get to make any decisions around here. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. It's not fair. And I don't even get a crown.
Oh, certainly not. Not until you are married at Rudolph's coronation.
You lot. What are you like? Isn't that a bit fiddly?
Fiddly?
Yeah. But it is, though.
Rudolph, I am very disappointed in you. I sent you out into the world to find a bride. And you come back with... Well...
Do go on.
One shall not stay here to be further insulted. Good night, Rudy dear.
Good night, Mother.
Rudolph, are you... She's...
You really ought to make more of an effort with her.
Me?
Really? She loves you.
Oh, yeah, the Queen Mum loves me.
Well, I'm happy for you. Now, listen.
What? What is this? I expected no better of you, Donna. You, young man.
Me?
If you are no doubt some hastily discarded paramour come to reclaim this gold-digging minx, let me assure you that you would ordinarily be most welcome. Regrettably, however... She is engaged to be crowned queen at my son's coronation.
Oh, no, it's not that at all. It's about, marriage and a coronation. Isn't that a bit of a fiddly ceremony?
That's what I said.
We're no ordinary kingdom.
What? No, I thought not when I saw your flag had small print. What language is that in, by the way?
Clearly not a scholar. What are you? Card sharp?
Oh.
Purse snatcher? Or a fading gigolo?
Listen, Your Majesty, I came here on important... Is she always like this?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Donna. I am here on a life or death matter.
Of course you are. How much do you want? Someone, bring me a banker's draft.
Listen to me. This entire kingdom is about to be laid waste. Something very bad is coming.
Oh, a likely story.
Look out the window! Actually, not that one. It's stained glass. So is that one. No, look. Do you have any normal windows?
Oh, yeah. Window salesman now?
Doctor, never said this before, but fancy a quick trip round my ramparts? What the hell do you think you're doing? Are you going to ruin all my weddings? Through here, shortcut. Don't mind us, just passing through.
What's this, a schoolroom?
My handmaids used to spend all day embroidering stuff that, so I've taught them shorthand.
Not invented yet, 1780s.
And reading and writing, etc. Bit limited as to textbooks.
Come now, repeat. And Nino took her in his arms.
And Nino took her in his arms. And all the while... He murmured in her ear, "You rich capitalist dog."
What?
Jackie Collins, that little book I had on me. Very good, ladies. This is the doctor. We're off to the battlements. He says the sky is falling in.
Pleased to meet you, doctor, you rich capitalist dog.
Charmed.
This way.
Donna!
Thought you'd be impressed. Better than spending all their spare time doing embroidery.
No, I'm stunned.
And don't you start on your web of time whatnot. It was either teach them that or confessions of a shopaholic. Oh, she is so me. And ramparts. Oh.
See, Donna Noble, the sky really is falling in.
Oh, that is one weird cloud.
Yeah, it's deadly.
How do you know?
I bring death. The price must be paid. I bring death.
See?
A giant talking cloud. Oh, that is so me. Things are finally going well for me, and you do this.
Me?
Yes, you. Just listen to it.
I bring death. The price must be paid.
Know anyone else who gets menaced by clouds?
Well,
No, you. Listen, I'm becoming queen today. Queen, all the times I've been there for you. You know, saving your skinny little hide. And I wanted just once to have one happy day all of my very own. But no, you just got to make it all about you.
I bring death. The price must be paid.
And you can shut up.
Donna, honestly, I don't know what that thing in the sky is, but I do know that it's coming towards us and it's lethal and we need
just
to get out.
Just doesn't matter. Just, you know, bzz it. Make it go away.
Bzz it?
Yes, your sonic screwdriver. Wave it at the cloud. Talk clever and
it's,
go home.
It's not a magic wand.
I bring death. The price must be paid.
What's it going on about?
It's getting very close. Tearing through the trees like wet paper. Oh, it's bad, isn't it?
It's surrounded the entire kingdom. It's destroying everything in its path. I only just made it through. Anyway, you are quite sure you're happy?
You're asking now?
Yes, I care about you.
Rudolph's great. Bit more baggage than normal, but, hey, royal baggage.
And Queen Mum?
Her, no worse than mine. And she's worth it because Rudolph...
Mummy's boy.
He is not! Look!
I bring death. The price must be paid.
Men, attack the cloud. That's right. Aim and loose your arrows. Come on, come on.
Oh, hello, Donna.
Hello, you.
Oh, and Doctor, hello again. Come to look round our museums. Glad to take you. Just got my hands full at the moment.
Men, are you ready? Right. Defend the castle.
That's my boy.
Donna, is he, shooting arrows at a cloud?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure can pick them.
Oh, can't I just?
I bring death. I must show you what happens when my bargain is not kept. War, plague, famine. I am the herald of the terror. I bring death. The price must be paid.
It's destroying everything.
Yeah, arrows not stopping it, surprisingly.
Oh, shut up. That thing is going to kill everything in its path, and you're just... Oh, Donna's got another rubbish boyfriend.
No, at all. It's just, you know, arrows, cloud, bows and arrows against the lightning.
At least he's doing something.
Donna, that thing is lethal. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to stop it. The only thing we can do is to get away from it.
Not the only thing. You're forgetting who's queen. Everyone listen to me. I, Queen Donna, have sounded the war horn. Get the people inside the castle and then batten down the hatches.
Donna, what are you doing?
You heard me, Rudolph. I'm saving my people. Everyone, get inside. Come on, Rudy, meet me at the castle gates. Chop, chop. Come on, move yourself. Get a ship, Dom. Come on, that's it. Quick, hurry up.
That's my queen.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing, isn't she?
I must go and help her.
One question.
Yes, the castle has an art gallery, but sadly it is closed today.
No, the wording on the royal flag, it's in a language even I can't translate.
Is it?
Uh-huh, no help from you on that one. All right then, different question. What is that cloud? Because you know, don't you?
All I know is that it brings death and not even Donna Noble can keep it out.
Keep moving, get them all inside, that's right. Yeah, okay, go on, bring the ship. Come on, no dawdling. Any more for any more? No? Right then, raise the drawbridge. Raise the drawbridge? Donna, what are you like?
What is the meaning of this? Ah, Rudolph, there you are. Explain.
Ah, well, Mother.
There are peasants in my castle.
Yes, there are. Because, Your Mummesty, if we left them outside, they'd be dead. But what?
How dare you tell me what to do? How dare you issue orders for the army?
You know what? I'm doing something to save my kingdom.
Your kingdom?
Yeah.
Well, I know my place, I am sure.
Right then, guards, take these good people out to the stables. Find quarters for them and don't go cooking the sheep. Queen Donna, got her eye on you. Come on, quick sticks.
Wow.
What did you say?
Nothing.
I thought not. As if there weren't enough on my plate, all this and a coronation to organise, so much to be done.
You're not serious. There's Stormzilla out there and you're still going ahead with the coronation.
Absolutely, it is what Goritania does.
Deadly cloud, world falling apart, and you're all business as usual. What is going on here?
No questions, get out of my way. Nothing must interfere with the happiest day of your life. Oh, Rudolph, you know what to do. Issue the ritual challenge. Send out standard bearers against that thing. Show it we mean business.
Yes, Mother.
I bring death. The price must be paid.
So what are you? A sky. You're no longer a cloud. You're more of a mist now, circling the castle. Perfectly circling the castle. Ho, and indeed hum. Strange energy readings. And, of course, there's something moving around in the mist. Oh, Donna, what's going on here? An army of scarabs. Well, that's unusual.
That's right, men. All of you, hold aloft the royal standard. Issue the ritual challenge. Tell them who we are. And what we stand for. We are Goritania. We have had 500 years of peace. Yes! Very good. Well done, men.
Don't do this.
Go out there, hold your flags high, and make Goritania proud.
You're sending them to their deaths.
Not the time, not the place.
Ignore her! Women, eh? Warriors.
What? Those men are going out to defend Goritania. We don't have to do it often. They don't need telling they're going to die.
Don't do this. You don't know what you're up against. Let the doctor...
Go out there and talk our attacker to death.
Less pointless than this. Please.
We have to show the standard. Prove that we live by it. Our flag stands for centuries of peace.
Don't be an idiot.
An idiot who is not going to surrender.
Men! You are protected by the banner of Goritania. Go out there and fight for eternal peace!
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Ho! Men, ho! Ho now! Bear arms! Hold the royal standard aloft! Listen to me! In the name of Goritania, we come out to parley with you! In the name of peace!
I bring death. The price must be paid.
You hear me? In the name of peace! In peace! In peace!
Not watching the slaughter, Your Majesty.
Our men are doing what must be done in the name of peace, flying the flag. One is so proud of them.
So proud you're sitting in the one room in the castle whose windows you can't see out of, huh?
I do not need to see.
Oh, yes, you do! See, Your Majesty? Look out there at your men, dying! Look!
It sounds as though there is nothing for me to see.
Never tell Donna I said this, but some people almost aren't worth saving.
You have her wrong, you know. I think, after all, she will make a fine queen.
Better than you deserve.
Send for someone to repair the window, would you?
They all just died. Rudolph, you sent them out there and they died. You said they'd be fine, and I believed you.
Well, I did what had to be done.
Why did you do that?
Because I would like to be king, and that means sometimes asking people to die.
I could never do that. There's nothing left of them but their flags, even the horses.
Would you do anything I asked you to, Donna?
Why would you send people out to their deaths? Why?
You're not listening to me.
Because I just don't understand. There's an army of skeletons out there, and that's crazy. But you're taking them in your stride. You're just like him.
We have faced this threat before. Trust me, we know what we're doing. My ancestors prevailed. And ever since, we've been at peace.
But, really? Oh, well, that's weird.
And yet you're not fainting. You're not calling for smelling salts. You've not shrieked once. You're remarkable.
Yeah. When I met you, I just wanted a break from remarkable. And some fairy tale this has turned out to be. They all died. You sent them out there, you ordered them to die, but you still haven't said why.
A king can order anyone to do anything.
Right. Thing is, this has been fun and everything, but I think I'll be going home.
Oh, don't think you're going, my love!
Ow!
Now listen to me! Ruling isn't all fancy crowns. You have to make tough choices. For example, If you don't marry me, then everyone in this kingdom will die.
You are kidding.
Look out there at the dead and tell me if I'm lying. Yes, Donna, you said you wanted a chance to make some decisions. Well, here's one for you. And no, it's not fair.
Madam?
Go away!
Madam?
Oh, come in, Hortense!
Madam, are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I am. I look it, don't I? No, it doesn't matter. What I really feel doesn't matter.
The Queen Mother sent me to fit your wedding dress.
Yeah. Right? Show must go on. I can't stop looking out there at those bodies. Do you know what that cloud thing is?
No, madam. It is terrible, is it not? I would do anything in my power to stop it.
Would you?
Why, yes. It has destroyed my mother's house, the church, the woods I played in as a child. It is terrible.
It killed all those soldiers, just stripped the flesh from their bones.
All that remains are their flags. I wish it could be stopped. Do you... No, forgive me, madam.
Go on.
Do you know a way it might be stopped? It's only... I'm just a maid. We are a peaceful people. We rely on our betters to protect us.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. And don't go thinking you're just a maid. Can't let my people down. Come on, get the wedding dress out. Let's get this over with.
You are very lucky to be marrying the king.
Am I?
He is most handsome. And he really loves his people. He is so kind.
Right. Yeah.
Here is your slip, madam. All the maids have embroidered it for you. We hope it brings you good luck and a happy life.
Thanks. It's beautiful, Hortense. Really beautiful.
We're really happy to have you here, madam. Left arm, please. Yeah. Very good. Now the right.
Okay. All right. How do I look?
Like a queen, Your Majesty. I hope you have a long and happy reign. Madam?
Nothing.
Oh, forgive me, madam, of course. You must be so happy.
Yeah.
Just a few little stitches at the back.
Okay. What's happening out there now? It seems insane having a wedding with all that going on.
The Queen Mother insists it is the right thing to do.
She would. But look at it all, just... Hold on. Can you see that? A figure's coming out of the mist.
Really?
It's a skeleton wearing a black cloak. It's just standing there. Oh, hang on. Oh, I don't believe this. We're in a castle under siege by death.
The King protect us.
Staring at me. Death is staring at me.
Move those drapes. No. No, 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 no. Those are the wrong flowers. How many times? Where is the man with velvet? Ah, Rudolf, have you seen the golden candelabra?
The castle's still surrounded.
That's nice, dear. Now, help me sort out this tablecloth. Goodness me, those maids.
We sent the men. I sent them out there bearing the flag of Gauritania aloft. They issued the ritual challenge. And it killed them all.
Good, good. Oh, there is a definite crease in this. Maybe it'll do.
It just wiped them out. And he has arrived. Death is waiting outside the walls.
It wants to come in, I expect. But don't admit him, not yet.
I'm worried about Donna. Should we have told her more about the bargain? She seems very upset. I had to be quite firm with her.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine. But if she has managed to make a mess of her dress, I will kill her myself.
Ten and Donna, striding through the vortex like no time has passed, appropriately enough. Now, back in 2017, when this adventure was recorded, David and Catherine had this to say about the story.
It's good fun, it's nice.
It is good fun.
It's bedded in our bones, isn't it?
It does seem to be.
Yeah.
It took us about... I'd say it took us a take to get back to where we were. How many years ago?
I don't like to say.
Oh, a few. but yeah, I think we were back up and running fairly swiftly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's for the listener to decide.
It is really not our place to say.
Yeah.
Was I all right, you know, as a queen?
For the Doctor, David embodied the part of the Doctor and made it his own. You know, because he does... Dave's got a mercurial mind and he has that facility as an actor to turn on a penny and he can... really can draw you in. He can pull you in, push you away, make you laugh, make you cry. He can do all of those brilliant things. He's brilliant to work opposite because he very rarely makes a mistake. He's incredibly professional, does all his research, knows everything, can answer every question, and he's in truly... a remarkable and wonderful person.
Oh, I'm blushing now.
I was reading off an autocue.
Oh. I did think I'd had it all before.
Death and the Queen's a kind of twisted fairy tale. It's it's got some slightly deconstructed elements to it, which makes it in some ways the kind of most broadly funny, I suppose, the most broadly comic, which always works well for the Doctor and Donna, I think, as a pairing. But then also goes to some quite dark, quite unusual places. And I think you also get to see Donna at her best as she struggles with her finally getting her fairy tale wedding and, of course, it not quite working out as she would imagine.
It's nice to have a script and a opportunity to not have to go for the easy laugh. And also, that's not what's required here. You know, it is a sci-fi drama.
For more adventures in time and space with Old Sixie and a host of other incarnations of the Doctor, old and new, check out bigfinish.com. And so, as I re-enter the vortex, will the Doctor and Donna find out just what Death's price is and why he was staring so hard at Donna? Find out next time as you come with me into the TARDIS. You've been listening to Into the TARDIS, hosted by me, Colin Baker, and produced by Ian Meadows. Supervising producer was Lizzie Wurzdal, and executive producers are Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.